that myself, had a home on Bay Street. Bay Street Hall exists now. It's covered by the levee down here.
Oh, yeah.
So he, his father, he was James Penman. He established the line. I know, I guess his father did. His father originally from Scotland, Aberdeen, I think it was. And he came to, bought a plantation in Columbia County, Cedar Grove, apparently. It was quite an establishment. But since then, I don't know where it was. So James Gander came over in the 18th century, because he is here, well established. And maybe his son was born here. I don't think so. He stayed in Charleston for a while. So I guess both on mother's side and father's side, they go to the 18th century, the Cummings and the Gardners.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, where the Smiths came from, God only knows. They're from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His uncle was a judge at Pittsburgh. And when Charles Shaler checked out, joined the Confederate Army, he went blind, the judge was. The Pittsburgh paper says it shows God in his inscrutable wisdom has struck Judge Redden. Of course, his nephew went to join the Southern Southerners. So he was a man of some consequence to get that newspaper, made as a judge. Right. And of course, he's well educated, being a civil engineer.
Uh-huh.
So that's all I know. Why this mother's got a genealogy about the Smiths, but I don't think about it. I know very little about mothers, except a few here in Augusta. I mean, the Smiths, for example, from Pittsburgh, I know nothing about them. Mm-hmm. But grandfather's line, just here, me, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and Thomas Cumming, that's just a very simple thing.
Yeah.
I can't miss knowing, because they all live right here in the same place.
Yeah. He was the first mayor, wasn't he?
Yes. They called him intendant in those days. It didn't change. See, the thing was, Augusta was incorporated in 1789, and the same act that incorporated the city of Savannah with a mayor and alderman. And Augusta was called the town of Augusta with a mayor and alderman. And they never accepted that charter. It was never put into operation at all. But it lay dormant, and the people didn't like being called a town, Savannah being called a city. So in 1798, a separate act was passed. They called it the City of Augusta. And then when we called it mayor, called him an intendant, same office, and called city council rather than alderman, just for jealousy and hostility towards Savannah. And so then by 1819, they recognized that the type of mayor, though the mayor, intendant, when I was young, father was intendant of the village of Somerville. His Cummings grandfather's intendant of the village. He was a chief executive.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to find that in the dictionary, and I couldn't get it satisfactory. It was a Spanish term. But where does the word superintendent come? Of course, the intendant must have started with an intendant before you get a superintendent.
Yeah.
So the etymology is beyond, except it doesn't sound Spanish, but as an intendente or something maybe. But the intendant was a title of the chief executive of a governmental unit. Mm-hmm. Now, where you get superintendent from, he had somebody over him look like, I don't know. I don't know. You, English, you look out enough.
Okay. Let me see if I've got... I know what I wanted to ask you. What about, are you a member of any clubs? Or anything of that sort?
For my sins, and I was in politics, running for legislature, I joined the Elks Club, primarily because the only place you could get liquor.
Uh-huh.
And all of us are my friends contemporaries. It's a tacky pedestrian organization. But I belong to the Benevolent and Fraternal, BPOE, Benevolent and Fraternal Order of Elks. Anyway, after about a couple of years, I got dimitted. Which means I could go back in if I ever paid dues. That's been 50 years ago. Just about. Well, then I went to the legislature. And then the rum-running efficiency made liquor more available.
Mm-hmm.
But the Elks had a way of getting liquor. You always get liquor at the Elks Club. But except for that, I'm a member of the Country Club, and I think also for my sins, the Pinnacle Club. I say that because I never go. It's just sort of a noblesse oblige. I had to join when it formed. And I tried to resign about 3 years ago. And Billy Morris, president,